before DJW. I was finishing up typing a message to a colleague at work. What's up?
I was listening to your last key show, and I heard you were going to go flying, hopefully this weekend. I just wondered what airfield you use.
Have you heard the Foothills Flyers?
No, I sure haven't. I was kind of interested. I used to live over in Greer on the south side of 14. I'm living over in Inman right now and really haven't flown anywhere in over a year.
Well, if you're in Inman, you're probably closer than I am. It's about 6 miles from me. I'm in Greer. I'm below Lake Robinson and to the west of Lake Cunningham. So if you draw a horizontal line through where I live in Lake Cunningham and a perpendicular line through Lake Robinson and where I am, the two lines intersect. So that gives you an idea where I am. And Foothills Flyers is 6 miles direction of Inman from me. And probably less than 6 miles direction of Greer from you. But if you Google Foothills Flyers, it'll give you a link to the webpage. And one of the items on the webpage under About Us is location. And if you go to a location, it'll give you a map. And it'll show you right where it is. And then you can, like, plot on Google Maps a path from wherever you are to wherever it is. And David, KB4CBA, got a new four-cycle airplane with some old gear, old equipment, and he's wanting to get it flying. And Steve, KM4VWA Steve, we used to fly right when we were graduating high school. We used to fly together. And then David is KB4CBA. I used to work at Hess Gas Station with him around high school time. This was all about, I don't know, 50 years ago. Probably not that long ago, but a long time ago, back in the 70s. And so they were wanting to get started again. I've been working for the last 5 years, really, really hard, way too many hours at work, so I haven't been going flying. And I had a good buddy that was an engineer at BMW, and I was flying while he was here, but he had to go back over to Germany, so I haven't been able to fly since he left and since I'm switched jobs to a harder job. But it would be good to see you over there sometime Saturday. I sent them a link to it and asked them if Saturday would be good.
And I'll check that out tonight and see proximity, and then maybe make a reason to fly over there somehow. I'm about the same age group, let's put it that way. Really, I started flying until a couple of years ago, and started on the RC stuff after I sold the airplane, real airplane. So it gives me a little bit of chance. It's not quite the same, but it's still fun.
Yeah, I did both there for a while. I was racking up hours trying to get my private pilot's license, and I've soloed already. I was flying a Piper Cub from Stevens Beach Craft over at Greenville-Spartanburg Airport, racking up the hours, and it got really boring, and something happened. I think I had to move to France, and when I came back, I never finished it up, but I like flying RC better. You can have all the thrill without the danger. If you plant it in the ground, you can walk away from it.
I started out, everything I own right now is all electric, so I don't have a mess with the fuels and stuff. I have gas engines and stuff in a box, but I really haven't done anything with that. But everything I own is electric, so kind of enjoy that. And I got enough battery packs that I could stay out there all day if I needed to.
Well, that's good because, so Foothills doesn't cost as much as WCRC. WCRC is down south, down toward, going direction of Woodruff, down either 101 or down Woodruff Road, right about where they meet. There's an old Greenville landfill down there that they moved away from their old location about 2 miles to a landfill. Got a beautiful place. I've watched them building it over the internet. So they got a beautiful place down there. They're getting all set up and ready to fly again. Been about 2 years since they lost the old field. But it's a lot further to drive for us, for you and me and for David and Steve both. It'd be a lot further. But now Foothills, they don't have like pilot boxes out there where you stand in a box and it's got a shield in case somebody, is inexperienced and they're taxiing down the runway and they get all tripped up and they run over at you. Right, you're just out there, so you got to keep an eye out, for guys that are taxiing and lose control while they're taxiing, or that are landing and aren't that good at landing yet. And it doesn't have any facilities like electricity, like they had at WCRC. So you can't, like, take your charger down there. You got to charge everything up or use, you know, like, take you a generator or a car battery or something like that to charge. But if you got, I switched over to all electric too. I had a ton of nitro, competition nitro planes, and I just switched everything over to electric once electric got better than gas.
And, again, I haven't really messed with RC gas. I did some back in the day with Stringline stuff with gas and some other things, but I got some fairly large gas engine, but really haven't done anything with them. Yeah, we'll check that out. I actually flew up the old WCRW field with my neighbor at the time. We used to go over there, and I flew in and out of there quite a bit, and it was pretty close to the house back in the day. So, but now that I moved across town, really didn't know where to go. I've got a field close to the house that I can fly at. It's a big Baptist church, and they let me fly over there, which is right outside the subdivision. But I don't have anybody flying with me, so it's not as fun as it used to be.
That is true. Half the fun of flying is camaraderie with other guys that like to do the same thing that you like to do. One of the things they did at W, and I my first trip to WCRC, I think I was 6 years old. My dad took me out there when one of his, I think it was his boss, helped build WCRC back in 1964. So we went out there, and when it was time to leave, I pitched the fit. I didn't want to leave because I thought those were my airplanes because they were little like me. But anyway, I've been going out there ever since then, ever since. I hated to see it shut down. But I'm glad they did open it up again, another one right around the corner from where that one was. But, yeah, you didn't miss out on a lot without gas. Gas is messy, really, really messy. It was worth it. It's a lot of fun. But electric is a lot of fun, too, without all the mess. But you got to be careful with electric, too. It's dangerous. It'll get you those props will start rotating if your hand hits the throttle or something like that. I've got lockout switches on mine so that if your hand hits the throttle and the lockout switch hasn't been flipped, it won't start the motor. So pluses and minuses of both. But look forward to seeing you out there if you can make it. I don't know what time. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I just sent them an email and said, hey, how's Saturday look? If you want to send me an email, I'm good on QRZ, W4DJW on QRZ. You got an email address there. If you send me one, I'll include you in that email thread where we work out if we're going to go Saturday and if what about what time of day it's going to be.
And I'm not sure what I'm up to yet for this Saturday, but we'll see. I'll keep an open mind for that. And if, you know, if things work out, weather permitting, we'll see what happens there. But I can get you on QRZ, make a connection there as well. I think I got everything up to date. Just updated the log license again, or the FCC license. I noticed I had an error in the address stuff, and I fixed that, and it's been published, so everything's good to go there. So I finally got, you know, everything set, and I've got a 2-meter antenna up at the house now, so actually it's a stealth antenna. It's a Ringo hanging up in the rafters in the second story, so it seems to be working okay.
You're the third person other than me that has a Ringo in the rafters. I got a Ringo in the rafters, too. I was using it for apers for a long time. That's not the one I'm on right now. The one I'm on right now is connected to Echolink because the Echolink station is co-located at my house, and if I transmit on another antenna on this frequency, the Echolink station can't hear a thing. So they don't know what's going on. So I have to transmit through the Echolink station so they can hear what's going on. But good to hear you, and the Ringo sounding good. It's doing well. I did have to refresh my FCC license. I did look at it in December and saw that it expires the end of January. So I did send them $5, and I'm good for another couple of years. You got to do that every couple of years now, I think, unless you go take your Part 107, which I'm planning on doing. I've started studying for 107. Have you looked at that yet?
No, I haven't. I think my hand ticket, I think, is good for 2030, and I haven't done anything. I've got a general radio broadcast license, too, at the FCC. I really haven't done anything with that one for years, so I thought I was up to date, but I may need to check in some more stuff here.
Well, for UAS, is what they call it. FCC calls us UAS, on UAS something aircraft something. Anyway, for what we are, our classification, we have to have a UAS FCC license. They started that a couple of years ago. It's an FCC license. And then we also have to, if you're going to fly commercial, you have to have an FAA license. And that means, like, if you publish your videos on YouTube, which it can be monetized, then you have to have a Part 107. So that's a lot more work than it used to be. But that Part 107, everything I've learned so far, is it's a pretty easy test.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. No, I'm not up to date on that. I remember when they first came out with the registrations for anything RC relative, because they were afraid of the UAV stuff, was when I had a license for that, or a number for it, registered for that, which was probably expired. I may need to check on that even before I come out to the field to make sure I'm up to date there.
Yeah, it'd be handy. I joined that club, so I think you can go with me a couple of times for nothing. But then if you decide to fly there, they're going to expect you to sign up. It's like $75 a year versus WCRC, I think, is either $100 or $125 a year, something like that. I can't remember. It was really funky this year because 1 year they didn't have a field, so they only charged you like half price. And then they said, since we're only charging you half price, if you want to go ahead and pay full price, you can get a year and a half for the price of a year and a half. Anyway, I went for it, so I'm good for till the end of 2021 with WCRC, and just finished re-upping that Foothills. So we're in good shape there.
Take the information you helped me out on. At least I've got to do something more on the RC side of things. So I'll work on that, try to get that up to date. Yeah, I registered back when they gave a cutoff date and you could do it for nothing. And I knew it was going to be feed at some point, but I guess you've clued me into that. So I'll take a look-see at that and see if I can get myself set up there as well. Well, I will let you go for the evening. Thanks for the input. Oh, by the way, I'm not on the Ringo right now. I'm on a handheld sitting in a Target waiting for my wife to come out. She's doing some shopping, so heading back to the QTH hopefully soon. So 34DBJ, this is KE4R.
Okay, well, I look forward to hearing from you in the email. Maybe we'll meet up Saturday or Sunday, one day this weekend out at the airfield. Bring something to fly. I don't plan on bringing anything big, just little stuff. My truck's in the shop, so I can take little handheld multirotors or a little foamy or something like that out to fly. And I'm just getting started back into it again, so I'm having to relearn every airplane, which airplane's attached to what transmitter and that kind of stuff, and how it works, how the switches work and all that, reacquainting myself with it because it's been like 5 years. Anyway, look forward to it. Catch you later. W4DJW Clear.